What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we try to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Got a hell of an interview today. Do you want to start by telling everyone your name and what you do?
My name is JB, and I do music.
That's what's up.
So, I do other stuff, too, but I don't know. It's hard to even say, really.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little, can you give everyone a little bit of background about your upbringing?
I'm from Oklahoma City. I grew up on the east side. I don't know. It's what you want to know.
You want all of it. All of the inspiring backstory that we know about that our listeners know.
Okay. Man, I guess where I even start. Yeah, I mean, I'm from here. You know, I started doing music when I was 14, 15. You know, I went to 9 different OKC public schools. I don't know what you're trying to get out of me, so I just want to say.
Well, you grew up on the east side.
Yeah.
A lot of our listeners aren't from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Want to just describe the east side of Oklahoma City?
Yeah. So, the east is like the, I always describe it as, that side of town that MLK is on. Because usually in any city, the side that MLK is on is generally the black part of town. So I grew up over there, bouncing around from different neighborhoods and stuff, and not even just on the east, but, I lived in the south a little bit. I lived in the Highlands some. I lived in Will Rogers Courts. I bounced around Oklahoma City a lot, but the majority of my upbringing was on the east, yeah.
Absolutely, and I was reading up on you. I actually didn't know this about you because I'm a fan of your music. You were homeless?
Yeah, so... our family was just funny, as might say, using. But yeah, our family, my 7th grade year, we were homeless. And there were days we, slept in the car, we'd get up and go to school, right out the car, you know what I'm saying? It was my 7th grade year, so I was like 12, 13.
Yeah. Nice. So you definitely had a rough, upbringing, obviously.
Yeah.
It wasn't anything, yeah, obviously, you couldn't handle because you're here with us today. So,
yeah. I mean, for me, my mom was probably, you know what I'm saying, it was probably worse on her than it was for me. Like, she had all the responsibility. So it was definitely, worse on her. Trying to get us in shelters and stuff like that, you know what I mean? But... she had friends that jumped in and helped us out sometimes. And, the hard part for me was going to school wearing, not the cool stuff, you know what I mean? Or we didn't have shoes. I remember not having shoes, and somebody from our job gave me shoes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to school and I'm having to get into altercations and scuffles with people over the fact that I don't got neighboring shoes on, and I'm not even realizing, this is, I don't got a choice, stuff like that, was difficult for me, at that point, but I thought standing in line for food was normal, you know what I'm saying, I thought all that stuff was normal until, I got older, I thought everybody stood in line for free food, you know what I'm saying,
See, this is why we wanted to have you on here, man. Listening to that right there, it sounds tough, and you flipped that whole entire situation into something positive, because there's a lot of things. You're more than just music, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things you do outside of music. So
yeah.
Can we hear about some of the positive things you do in your community?
Yeah, so, I try to, right now, a lot of my focus is on the homeless situation in Oklahoma City, and really in Oklahoma, because our city is growing, it's developing, and a lot of people, we have all these different buildings and that are being restored and redeveloped and stuff, but they're also people's homes, and You know, some of these construction sites are, you know, campsites for people and stuff like that. So I just think that it's important that, you know, we're aware of, you know, what people are going through and dealing with on that side of society. And so one of the things I do is I do a thing called, every year I do an event called Gift Wraps. And, you know, it's the focus is for the homeless, everybody who perform. We have a show. We do a show here, one in Tulsa. We added El Reno last year. And the focus is, you know, we get a nonprofit that, you know, specifically focuses on the homeless in the city, and everything we make at the show goes to them, and people donate and give money, and it all goes to them.
How much money have you raised doing that?
What we do is, the biggest thing is usually food and socks and gloves and stuff, because it's wintertime. So last year, they weighed our donations, and man, I have to look at the press release we did for it, but we had enough to like feed and clothe at least 100 people. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. Yeah, I mean, like it was. They take we'll have like a, you know, just bags and bags of stuff, and then they'll put on this big scale and they'll weigh it. And so it was pretty dope, man.
How long have you been doing that?
This will be our fifth year. So I do that. I still mentor, students in Oklahoma City and
how long have you been doing that? Because you mentored us.
Yeah, man. Back in the day.
Man, probably close to 15 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's like I said, it's important to me, especially because, you know, someone did it for me, and that's what helped me become who I am. And someone saw something in me one time, you know. And so,
can I ask who saw this in you?
A couple of people. The main person was Josh Curry. Who else? Brian and Keith Free Joe. Mainly those three people. You know, with just, you know, helping me develop into who I am, you know what I'm saying? Because they were older. They were adults when I met them, and I was still a kid, but they looked out for me, you know. Another guy named Lance Wolf, too. So.
And now you're impacting all these other kids' lives.
Trying, yeah. You. Yeah, and so last year I was teaching at a high school, alternative school. Music, and not even like just like a music class, but it was like a music mentoring class, I like to call it, but it was just helping them to understand and you know, music in a way that isn't just what you hear and see on TV and on the radio, you know. And you may not want to be a musician, you may not want to be a rapper, but you know, you listen to music, and this is how all this stuff is made. This is how all these things are influenced, you know. So I taught that class, and that was a chance to, you know, to mentor and, you know, teach students and some of those kids. And that school is closed down now, but I still teach and mentor those kids to this day. So,
that's awesome.
So, yeah, man. So just doing stuff like that, you know, and just being available, you know, for the community whenever I can. And, you know, trying to demonstrate, you know, ways that, you know, we can help each other, and that ways that we can, you know, even if we don't have anything, I don't have money. I can't just, you know, go and give money to people, you know. So ways that we could, you know, add value, even if we don't have, you know, even if it's not monetary value, there's some value. We can go, you know, like, you can go and, you know, just, if you do music, you can perform for free. If you are an artist or paint, can teach you how to paint. Just so many different, there's just so many things, you know. One thing I like to do is just, you know, hang out and show a kid, like, like I was like you, and you know, I may not, you know, have a bunch of amazing things, but you know, everything I do have, I got from hard work, and you know, here are the cool benefits of it. These are the cool things I get to do. These are the people I get to, you know, meet and people I know, you know. I know somebody told me one time that he wanna know where you're at in 5 years. You know, check out, look at the books you read, and you know, check out who your friends are, who you hang out with, you know. So I think that's important to tell kids, you know. So
that's what's up, that's what's up. Sounds like you definitely flipped your upbringing into some super positive, man. It's pretty inspiring for us. I know that's what we're trying to do here as well on the Positive Truth. You know, this is why we started it, to give back to our community.
Yeah, no doubt. And see, that's the, that's a perfect example as well. You know, there are kids that want to do broadcasting. There are kids, you know what I mean? Like there's so many ways to help without, you know, just, you know, throwing money at people, because everybody can't throw money at people, you know.
And so what I also want to do is use
what I have to help influence people in power, you know, like the mayor, you know, people like that that I know that want to do stuff and want to be able to help, that that, you know, sometimes don't even know what we need. Right. You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, voice for the voices.
Yeah, so I'm trying to step into that role, you know, and help with just the other side of things too, you know. Not run for office, any kind of office or anything like that, but just
be a man of the people.
Yeah, just, you know, do what I can, you know, so.
Absolutely, man. That's what's up. That's exactly what we'd like to hear, man.
Yeah.
We need a lot more leaders out there right now.
Yeah, and like one thing we're doing, like I'm opening up two restaurants on the east side on 23rd Street.
Oh, wow.
And with those restaurants, a big portion of it is going to be community outreach, you know, getting the surrounding schools involved, you know, getting the kids in the neighborhood involved, you know what I mean? Like, you know, having ways to give back, you know, where, you know, if you come in, we're doing pizza and we're doing poke. And if you come in, it's two separate restaurants though. If you come and buy, you know, some poke, and you know, you can throw a dollar at, you know, in our buy a meal program, and then somebody else who might come in after you might not have money, and you bought them a free meal. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
Doing things like where, you know, a percentage of a certain item, you know, all goes to, you know, the arts program at Douglas. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like stuff like that, you know, is what we're working on. You know, having a we're working on having a work program for, you know, meeting with the principals. And I've already talked to a few principals where, you know, they're going to help me get students who are ready to start working and things like that, and put the students at our restaurants and stuff like that, you know, so that, you know, they can, you know, live and work in your community. You know what I'm saying?
So build the community.
Exactly. So just stuff like that, I guess.
That's a lot, man.
That's a lot of good stuff. Absolutely.
When are these restaurants going to open?
We were thinking February, March of 2019, but we just met the other day, and we're looking at probably fall, maybe. I might have one concept that I'm kind of talking about right now, partnering with some people on that might open up before that. I know they're gonna do it, but I'm not sure I'm going to be involved yet, but hopefully I can get involved in that one and have a partnership in that one, and then we'll do the same thing. But so because this that specific one on the east side is going to be a minute. So it's a lot. It's going to be a lot that goes into it. So
that's pretty exciting, though, either way, man.
Yeah,
I'm hope the best for it.
I would say most people, though, they know you for your music.
Yeah.
How did you start making music? What inspired you?
How did I start making music? I've been doing music in the music cycle, I remember. It's like I wrote my first rap when I was like 7 years old. You know, my parents listened to rap music growing up, you know. So I've always been into it.
Who were some of your favorite artists growing up?
Growing up, Pac is my favorite of all time, still to this day. Who else did I like growing up? I went through phases. I was on Mace for a minute, like Cam'ron. Then I was on Mos Def for a minute. I was on DMX, like for sure DMX for a long time. Nas, I was on Nas, real tough. Just, you know, just rap, you know what I'm saying? I was on A-Ball MJG for a minute.
Now some of those artists you're talking to and you're getting a shout out.
Yeah.
Like Chuck D.
Yeah, definitely.
The future of hip-hop.
Yeah, man. So it's crazy. Like one of like, yeah, so stuff like that. Yeah. Like even down to like, you know, like LP and like Killer Mike and Murs, like it was the same thing. I went through a phase where like I was like their biggest fans, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I liked it. I feel like when it comes to just rapping, man, like rap music, you know, I liked it all. Because it was just that, you know, in my house, you know, my mom had five people she liked, my sister had five she liked, you know what I'm saying? With right. Everybody, that's what we listened to with rap music, so.
Absolutely, man. You don't cuss in your music? You mm-hmm. want to tell people why you don't cuss?
you know, the funny thing is like, the main reason why, I think, is because I think that not cussing has helped me to get to where I am. I think that, you know, whenever you have something to say, you want people who aren't really into rap to listen to it. Sometimes, you know, not cussing helps, you know.
Hip-hop has a lot of negative connotations with it to people that don't listen to it.
Especially in Oklahoma. I mean, you know, like, people don't get it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got homies all day that's like, yo, how you do this? I don't like, man, like, y'all fools cuss. That's what, you know what I mean? Y'all dope, but y'all, you understand? Like, you can't, nobody's going to pay you, you know.
To go rap to kids if you're cussing.
Yeah, or, you know, how you get performed at that banquet? Well, I'd be like, man, like, I don't got no cussing in my songs, bro. Like, you know. So, you know, there's that. You know, I really appreciate, you know, what not cussing does on that side. Also, I got kids, and I want my kids to listen to my music, you know. I like cussing, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't front like I don't cuss in real life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, every other word isn't a cuss word, but, you know, I say cuss words. And the same thing with the N-word, you know. I go through phases where I'm trying to like kick it out of my normal vocabulary. I go through phases where I'm trying to kick it out so I don't say it as much. But I mean, I say that, you know, too. I don't say it in my music because I don't want somebody white saying it, you know what I'm saying? The next one might have some cussing on it.
You've dropped a lot of projects, man. Yeah, you've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, man, like 15 years. Yeah, like 15 years.
You were, like me personally, I was really into hip-hop growing up. You were the first OKC artist I ever heard about.
Wow, that's crazy.
Man, every time I go to like a concert now, all the local artists, they pay a homage to you before they start performing.
Wow.
Yeah, can you talk about the growth of hip-hop in Oklahoma since when you started 15 years ago and where it's at now with other artists in the city?
I'll say this about 15 years ago. There would be like one rap show, maybe a month, and no clubs play rap music. You go out of town now, like every door you walk in, they playing some rap music.
Right.
It wasn't like that. No clubs was playing rap music. You had to beg to get one night, and they might give you like a Thursday night or a Saturday night to a DJ and let him play. That was it. And that was just one club, you know. And they give you like a small room too. But nah, no club. It wasn't none of that. And the cool thing about now is like there's so many rappers, yo. Like there's so many to the point like I can't even keep up. And it's not bad. That's good. It just lets you know like how it's grown and how, you know, how big it is here. And not only that, like there's so many, and there might be like five shows on one night and they'll all be deep. You know what I'm saying? For those rappers, man, like that's tight. Like that's, you know, that's how it's supposed to be. You know, like I go to LA and my homies in LA be trying to get out here for shows. You know what I'm saying? You know, and stuff like that. So man, like we're definitely doing something right. And I think that it's important that we continue to, you know, grow and build together and keep each other encouraged, because you know, we pretty much taught ourselves this, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that we don't got Oklahoma City, don't got a, you know, like in LA growing up, you had Snoop, you know what I'm saying? In New York, you had everybody, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, man. we never had that. So everything that, you know, we've learned as a city when it comes to like music, we learned on our own. We taught ourselves, you know what I'm saying? You know, for me, like Nitro, people like that. I remember coming home from school and seeing Nitro and Bucket Loc on BET and stuff like that, you know, like I don't know, man. So it's just tight, you know. But I think it's possible, man. I think that you know, if we continue to do what we're doing, like it'd be good.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Not to sound like a fanboy again, but 10 years ago you were talking about how different it was. Mm-hmm. It was a rap show you did with XV, and it was like,
oh yeah.
It was like the only rap concert we had in like months.
Yeah.
It was like, we got to go to this.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
And now it's like every week.
Yeah.
Man, so earlier you were talking about some of your favorite rappers. I know recently you got to talk to Nas a little bit.
Yeah.
Man, how was that?
That was tight. The cool thing was is that, man, like I've seen Nas in other cities, you know. But I'm like to see Nas in Oklahoma, like, right. Man, that bugged me out, you know. And you know, I've never been one of them people where I'm never not a fan. I'm always a fan. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm never too cool, you know what I'm saying? But you know, so I guess what I'm saying is like I'm not gonna, you know, I'm the kind of fan to where I'm just thankful that you're here and that's good enough. I don't have to take a selfie so that, you know, it can feel like the, you know, I talked to Nas, he with the movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I wasn't even gonna talk to him, you know what I'm saying? But Ray was like, you talk to Najee, talk to Najee. I was like, nah, man, I'm good. He's like, nah, man, you got to talk
to Ray Westbrook?
Him. Yeah. And I was like, he's like, come on. So Ray took me over there and introduced me to him, and, you know, and we just started talking. Like, Nas has Mass Appeal records, and then I have friends on Mass Appeal too, you know. So we talked about that. What else? What are we talking about? We just talked about, like, just, you know, music and rap in Oklahoma, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. And then I walked away. He was like, yo, come back real quick. I went back, and he was asking me about, you know, how I knew, like, you know, dudes from Mass Appeal and stuff like that. So it was just really, really cool, man. Like, it wasn't, like I said, I just went and was just happiest to go and see him perform some of my favorite rap songs, you know, and that's good enough, you know. But to meet him was definitely surreal and a blessing. it's Nas, you know, like.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. But I'm never not a fan. I'm always like just fanned out. Like I'm a rap fan, so I'm excited to just see you perform your rap songs. You know what I mean?
And that's what's up, man. So, do you have anything planned like in the near future that you want people to know about? People can attend.
Music and community.
No, not really music. I'm kind of chilling. You know, I want to start an album one day. I have the idea, and I'm just jotting down different notes and stuff like that for it. I have the title ready for it. But I'm just, you know, there's a lot of stuff that I'm doing, like, you know, in the community with the, I'm on the Arts Commission, you know, working on the restaurants, partner at the Tower, trying to get, you know, stuff going over there still. So just doing all that other stuff, you know, it's kind of, you know, leaving a little bit of time for music. You know, I still tour, and I'm still on the road. I just got back off of like a short run. I leave again next month, but so there's still that, you know, which is cool. But like recording, like last night, like people were like, "Yo, when's the next joint?" Because I didn't even realize like it's been 2 years since Black Future came out. You know what I mean? Like my last album, that was 2 years ago. It didn't feel like that. So yeah, I got some work to do, but I can't even say I got anything to it for you to expect yet. So.
That's what's up. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. You need time for yourself.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You've been working hard for a long time, man.
Yeah. And I got kids and stuff, man, so.
Yeah, family time's important.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely. I understand now. So, man, before we get out of here, I usually ask everybody what their favorite quote is, or if you'd like to, you have a verse or something that you like that inspires you when you're down.
Things that inspire me when I'm down, man. Really just, my kids, it's probably when I'm down, man. The Bible, music. You know, it's this the crazy thing is I get down a lot. Like, Jameson inspires me when I'm down. I don't know, man. But a quote, I would say, man, just. Man, the quote I'm quoting right now is the title of my new album, and it inspires me when I'm down too, because it's about, you know, people, and the title is, "This world is so fragile and cruel, I'm glad I got you." So, and pretty much what that means is like, you know, this, the world we live in is so easily, broken, you know, and so easily can be gone, and at the same time it's cruel, you know what I mean, at the same time like it's harsh, you know, we hurt each other, things go wrong, you know, but you know somebody does something for me, you know what I'm saying, like I might, you might, I'm trying to think of an of something that might have happened recently, I could just. Yeah. But you might get a call, like you might get a call from somebody and go, "Man, I was just thinking about you," and you're thinking, "Man, I'm glad I got you." You know what I'm saying? Or you might, you know how you at Starbucks and they had that pay it forward thing where you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I've been in line before and that happens. Like, "Man, I'm glad I got you." You know what I'm saying? Like that's the idea. It's like
people just, that are there for you and believe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know, or people you can call on at nighttime when you're hurting and. You know, and nobody you can talk to, you know what I'm saying, or your mom, or, you know what I mean, just whoever, you know.
Somebody picks you back up, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's what that's about. So I would say that, man, like, you know, just letting people know, you know, that you're glad that they're there for you.
So. Absolutely, man, we appreciate that. We appreciate this entire interview.
Yeah, no doubt, the whole entire thing.
I hear that, JP, you got anything else, man?
Appreciate you coming on. We'll link all of his music down below. If you want to follow, subscribe, help this man out. He makes great music. He's everything hip-hop supposed to be. Great quality things you talk about.
I hope so, man. People think I'm trash, so I appreciate you saying that.
You worked with Ali and Chuck D, man.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
That's what's up.
But we're out.
Stay positive.